from 10 till 1.
Mid-mornings with Linda Ness. Cambridge
105. Now, what better way to get in the mood for Christmas than by attending a performance of Handel's Messiah, performed by candlelight in the atmospheric St John's College Chapel. Well, you can do just that on Saturday the 21st of December. And here to tell us about the performance is Chris Parsons, founder of Ibrahim Baroque. I think I pronounced that right.
Absolutely perfect.
Right, Chris, welcome to Cambridge 105,
Thanks
Chris.
Thanks for having me.
And Ibrahim, I understand, because I've done my homework well here, I hope, is the old Roman name for York.
That's correct, because that's where we first formed the ensemble when I was at the University of York. Uh-huh. And we thought, well, we'll be quite classic with the name. And so we just thought Ibrahim Baroque, quite simple, but straightforward.
Yeah, and you founded Ibrahim Baroque in your final year at York, yeah?
Yeah, so I formed that in kind of like January 2012, in my final year, and it was kind of my dissertation originally to kind of perform this music, and it was very kind of in-house. We just kind of did it in the music department. And then when I left to go and study in London at the Royal College of Music, we thought, well, let's kind of make it bigger scale. And it's kind of like a collaboration of people at the Royal College and the University of York and all these kind of music conservatoires across the UK. Mm-hmm. And we all kind of come together as one and perform big concerts like this.
That just sounds absolutely amazing. I think this is a great opportunity to hear some fantastic voices and players, actually. And
yeah, exactly. And especially in such an amazing venue as well. We're very lucky to have St John's. And it's just, I've been in there a few times and the acoustic will just be mind-blowing, really. So to perform in there is a real dream. It's going to be great.
I think it absolutely will. And you're at the Royal College of Music, as you were saying, and you're specialising in historical performance on the natural trumpet.
Yes, bit of a mouthful.
Historical performance on the natural. What's a natural trumpet? Is that a really old one?
Yeah. Well, so the whole point of my degree, really, of historical performance, is to kind of look at the music at that time. So the Handel, so we're kind of talking Baroque music, kind of 1740 was when the Messiah was written. Mm-hmm. And it's to kind of be authentic and try and perform on instruments that Handel would have seen or written for. So the trumpet that I play is very, very different to a modern trumpet in that with a modern trumpet you'd have the valves that you press down and that creates all the notes. Well, with a natural trumpet you don't have valves. You have a couple of little holes to kind of help get some notes, but the most of it is done with your lips. Uh-huh. So kind of tensing and blowing differently and stuff like that. So
right.
It's a completely different ball game.
Wow.
And that's the same with what we'll be doing, because we're performing on period instruments. Mm-hmm. So there's actually a lot of difference between modern instruments and period instruments. So string instruments are made of gut strings, so rather than kind of a metal string that you'd have today. Yeah. So, and it actually gets a completely different sound world. So it's actually really exciting to perform music like this that was like, we're getting as close as we can to how Handel might have heard it.
Yeah, exactly. People were able to hear it as it was actually heard back in those days.
Exactly, and that's I find that so exciting.
Yes,
just to think
it is.
Wow, he could well have heard it like this.
Yes.
I think that's really, really exciting to be
this
doing.
This is the
that.
Resonance that he would actually have heard with. Yeah,
exactly.
Brilliant.
So yeah, no, it's going to be really good.
Brilliant. And that was one of the things I was going to say about the period instruments. And it's the Messiah, of course, is a fantastic, fantastic piece for orchestra and voice. How many people are involved with your performance?
Yeah, so it's quite a large group, really. We've got about 16 singers, and then a small orchestra of about 10. And that includes your string players, your violins and your cellos and that. And then for the kind of big, great choruses, you get the trumpets and the timpani that come in. Mm-hmm. And hopefully in St John's it'll be just a huge kind of
cacophony
is the noise I was going to say. Yeah, it'll be an amazing sound. As you know, the timps and the trumpets really add to kind of the festive kind of element. So no, it should sound quite loud in places. But then there's also very intimate points when there's just a lot of solos as well. So you'll just have one singer and an organ and a violin playing it sometimes. So it really strips back from being very intimate to then suddenly everyone kind of going for it and being really loud. The Hallelujah Chorus is obviously the very kind of famous piece, and everyone actually thinks it's the end. And we did it in Oxford the other day, and there was a big kind of massive round of applause, and I was like, well, there's actually about another half hour to go. So it's kind of a kind of a great moment, but it's not the end. The end is almost even better. So
yes. Excellent. I was going to ask you how that went, actually. Was it a big success?
It was great, actually, because we'd never been to Oxford before. We've done quite a few concerts in Cambridge now, and we're building up a base there, which is great, because Cambridge is fantastic for kind of classical music.
Yes.
But we went to Oxford, and we actually got an audience of about 380, 400, which was just mind-blowing, really, to get so many people to come and watch. Uh-huh. And it was a long day of rehearsing and kind of getting it through, but I was really, really happy with how it went, and we got a standing ovation at the end. So I think that was kind of, you know, it was proud to kind of think, well, yes, it's gone well, and then we'll move on to Cambridge and it'll be even better.
I was going to ask you about rehearsing, because I'm assuming that your participants are spread right over the country.
Yeah.
Do you get much rehearsal, or are you relying on people to do that on their own and then come together?
It's pretty much like that, yeah. I'm very lucky that as some of the ensemble are based kind of in London now and studying there, and we were very, very lucky to actually rehearse in Handel's house about 3 weeks ago, which was amazing, because we actually rehearsed in the room where The Messiah was first written
by his actual hands.
So it was amazing. So that was our kind of rehearsal. We had kind of solo rehearsals there just to get everyone's solos like up to scratch. And then really we do most of the work on the day. So everyone knows what they've got to do.
Uh-huh.
And then we come together and rehearse it, get it really tight. And then we can kind of relax for a couple of hours and then yeah. do the performance.
But this is a very reliable group, I think, that you've pulled together.
Yeah,
so I think you've no worries.
I'm fantastic. Some of the people, all the people involved are just amazing singers and instrumentalists. And it's an honour to actually work with my peers, and they pull off such amazing concerts. You know, I'm there kind of just pulling it together and conducting at the front, but they've got so much pressure on them to perform and sing perfectly, and they do such an amazing job, and that's what we'll bring to Cambridge is you know, a great performance, and it's such a pleasure to work with amazing musicians all the time.
Fabulous. And to rehearse in the room where the piece was written,
yeah.
What a privilege, really.
Absolutely amazing. We were so lucky that the Handel House Museum were very kind to kind of let us in.
Yes.
And it was so kind of awe-inspiring to be there. It's like, wow, this is where the music we are actually singing now, he had it in his head and was writing it down. It was, you know, it really was amazing.
Absolutely. And the proceeds of the concert are going to Cancer Research UK, I believe?
Yes, correct. So we've always tried to kind of have a kind of a charity element where we can, and so like for the Oxford concert, all the proceeds for the programmes were going to Cancer Research. I think we got about £100 from that, so that kind of helps to add to the pot. And that's the same with this one as well, that we really want to kind of give something to cancer research.
Yeah.
So it's we've kept the ticket prices quite low as well to kind of attract a big audience.
What are they? Can you talk us through the details, the finer details of?
Yeah, of course. So the ticket prices are £12, £10, and £5.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get them online at www.ticketsource.co.uk/Ibrahim Baroque. And or you can go kind of through our website, which is www.ebrackenbrock.co.uk,
mm-hmm.
or just search a Google search for Cambridge Messiah, and you'll get us up, I'm sure.
Okay.
And yeah, we've kept them low because we want everyone to come and watch. Like, even if you're not a classical music fan, it's going to be by candlelight. It's going to be a beautiful evening, and we're just trying to appeal to as many people as possible. And of course, it's to a great cause as well. So, you know, if you want to relax up till Christmas and just have an evening off, come and watch.
This is the one. And that's on Saturday, the 21st of December at 7 p.m. it starts, doesn't it?
7 p.m. on the dot. So we recommend you get in there for 6:30 so you can get a good seat.
And you're conducting?
I'm conducting, yes.
Well, Chris, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us about this.
I think it's
going to be a fabulous evening. We'll see if we can give it some more plugs over
Great.
The airways. And well done, and good luck with it.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you.
Mid-mornings with Phil Rowe. Cambridge
105. It's a Saturday morning. I've come down to Parkside Community College to meet some of the people from the Pauline Quirk Academy. Here in Cambridge, the young students, they come from the red group, and their age groups between 13 and 16. We found a quieter area because some of the training and practice that they do and tuition is quite frenetic and loud, so we've managed to find a couple of easy chairs, and in front of me I have Faith Johnson and Heidi Wilson. Morning, ladies.
Morning.
It's nice to see you here. How long have you been coming down to the Pauline Quirk Academy?
I've been coming for 7 weeks.
Been enjoying yourself?
Yeah, it's really good.
What sort of skills have you learned so far?
I've learned how to be more confident and to improvise a lot more. I've never really done acting from a script before, and now I've done it, it's made me a lot more confident in doing it because you don't feel embarrassed to do it in front of everyone because everyone's got to do it.
So you've been doing drama at school anyway, but I guess what you wanted to do was top up those skills that you were already learning. Have you been performing in any school plays before?
No, I've never really done any school plays, so that's why I came here.
What would be your particular forte, do you think? What's your penchant? Do you like singing, or do you like acting, mime, or just generally building up some theatre skills? What area do you really want to feel that you can get most out of this?
I like singing, and I like acting as well. I really want to be on TV when I'm older. And that's why I wanted to show that I'm committed and come here.
Talent competitions? Would you one day like to be on X Factor, something like that?
No. I don't like X Factor.
I think there's a few people around here that actually, for some reason, don't like X Factor. Would you like to perhaps get yourself into stage or theatre school when you're a bit older?
Maybe. I know that I want to go to an arts college to do art and performing arts.
A lot of you come from a long way around, actually, to come here to Cambridge on a Saturday morning. You start the classes at 10 o'clock with the academy, and you go right through to 1 o'clock, so you get 3 hours, a little bit of break in the middle, and you rotate your modules, don't you?
Yeah.
So it's an hour at the moment doing a bit of tutoring, a little bit of role play, working with a script, and what will you be moving on to do later this morning?
Well, we've just done film and TV, which is doing stuff in front of the camera, and then we've got drama, which is practicing for our Trinity exams, which we have in February. And then after that, we have theatre, which is dancing and singing and just practicing every week little bits of plays, like musicals.
Have you stayed the course, actually, Faith, and enjoy yourself? I know you're still one of the newer members of the Academy, aren't you? Also here this morning is Heidi Wilson. Heidi, you've been here a bit longer, I think.
Yeah, I've been coming to PQA for 197 weeks, which is, I think, nearly 3.5 years. I met quite a lot of new friends and been more confident in myself.
You've really been coming along since you were a girl then, and now, of course, you're a teenager. And it's nice to see the way that you all can develop your interpersonal skills as well as your confidence and projection. Now, I know you have something to tell us this morning about a success you've had in the West End recently.
Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago. All of PQA Cambridge, we went to London to perform at Her Majesty's Theatre, and we did put on a production called American Dreams, and that was a big that opportunity for me, as I've wanted to do it since I was little, and finally my dream came true. So it was one of the best days, really, and I just enjoyed myself so much.
Rehearsals must have been real hard work. Did you do all of your rehearsals up here in Cambridge, or did they take you down to the West End to at the theatre and work in some of the classes there?
Well, we did quite a lot of hours of work here, but when we got to London, we got to actually meet Pauline Quirk, who's the manager of, obviously, of PQA, and then I think we had a tech rehearsal, and we got to experience the stage and the seating and like all the backstage. We got to went in the changing rooms where some of like professional actors and things have been in there, so yeah, it's very exciting.
I suppose it's very important to learn the ambience of the theatre, get used to the environment, like I have to a radio studio as well before I can ever start producing or presenting a programme, so that you get also perhaps to meet the lighting people. Did you go up to the lighting gallery, the director's gallery, and work with the sound people, or at least see how they do their job too?
Yeah, I think we did, but we could see the lighting and from the stage, so we could see them with the lights, and yeah, it was very interesting to see not just the performance side but also the technical behind the scenes stuff like that.
So in this performance in Heidi, how many nights did it run for?
I think we did two performances, but it was all in one day. But I think a couple of weeks before that, because of all the PQAs took part from all over the country, they half of them did it one week and then the next week. So we did get to mix with them as well.
Anyone else from the Pauline Quirk Academy here in Cambridge, or is it just you sort of representing the Cambridge side of things?
Yeah, it was the whole of PQA Cambridge, but a lot of people that went have left, sadly left now. But yeah, it's a lovely experience to share with new people. So, and we're going again next year, so I'm looking forward to that.
Doing something like this, I guess you get friends for life as well. Some of the boys and girls around you here, or young people we should call you, I guess will probably go with you as friends right through your life too.
Yeah, I still keep in touch with people that did do the West End show, but a lot of new friends would do things outside of PQA as well, so we will get to keep in touch.
Heidi, thank you very much, and Faith too.
On 105 FM in the city and online around the globe, we are Cambridge 105.
Also here this morning with me at the Pauline Quirk Academy at Parkside Community College here in Cambridge on a Saturday morning is Emily. How long have you been coming along to the PQA, Emily?
I have been coming here for 238 weeks. So I've been here since I was 9 in 2009.
How old are you now, may I ask?
I'm currently 14 and I am in year 10 at school.
I'm amazed actually you can work out the number of weeks you've been here. How are you able to do that? You keep a register or attendance of what you've done. All of you seem to keep a good diary, so you might know that you did drama 1 week and script reading another week. How does that work that you know you did 239 weeks?
Because it says on our attendance sheets that we have to sign into every week how many weeks we've been coming to, and it's really good to look back at over time to see just how much we might have progressed, and it really shows how good this place is.
You're able to do exams as well, so little drama qualifications. Have you done any of those, Emily?
No, they're quite a new addition, actually, and because I'm not taking drama courses at school, it's very good to be able to do exams here as well.
A lot of you seem to like to, I almost avoid or dodge drama at school. I suppose, do you feel that, one of you saying that, no, you do drama at school as well, or at least indicating to me, but do you feel that then you're getting a little bit more in-depth grounding of drama by coming here instead of trying to do it in your mainstream education?
I do. I believe that my school's drama department is a bit lacking, and so it's really good to be able to go somewhere that specialises in performing arts so that you can get a better experience.
Funding for this, do your parents have to pay?
Yes, they do. I think it's very good value for money to come here.
I don't know how much, can I ask you how much it would cost? Is it based on a term-by-term basis? Are there 3 terms across the year, as there would be with your normal scholastic year at school?
I believe that it is paid in terms. However, I can't remember the exact amount.
Go back to the bank of mum and dad and we'll ask them sometime if we ever catch up with them. So, Emily, you've had some success also in that you've been treading the boards, as we like to say, in the West End.
Yeah, I got to go to Her Majesty's Theatre along with some other people 2 years ago, which was an amazing experience because it was the first time I've ever done that.
And what did you perform in?
It was a collection of songs from the American musical industry, and it was called American Dreams. So it was really fun to do.
Enjoy singing, I guess, of all the sort of areas and facets of performing?
Yes, singing is probably my favourite thing to do here. I was actually lucky enough to be able to sing a solo in the West End, and that's actually got quite a funny story behind it, because we have to wear microphones on our foreheads when we did this, so that we didn't have to hold them or wear them around our ear and have them in front of us when we're singing. So we would have headbands and they would have little microphones hanging down from them. And one of the actions in a sort of dance routine that I had to do was I had to sort of hold my hands up in sort of in front of my face. And the result of this was that my microphone started glitching. And so in the middle of my solo...
So was this during a live performance, Emily? Yeah. Actually with an auditorium full of people?
Yes, it was in the middle of a performance. The microphone just started playing up, and we only had one performance, so that was a bit unlucky, but it was very enjoyable.
How do you both, I still have Heidi and Emily in front of me here, how do you deal with nerves, or are you feeling that you have a really confident projection and persona between you now, or do you have a special way of dealing with those butterflies in your tummy that everybody gets perhaps before they go on stage? Or is it a good thing to have a little bit of adrenaline before you start that gives you an extra kind of rush and a better performance? Heidi?
Well, personally, I deal with nerves by, well, with me and my friends, we kind of just, because we get so excited, we just kind of like jump around, try and get it all out of us. It is good to have nerves because it does give you adrenaline, as you said. But it's just, like, I was shaking before because I was just so nervous. But when you get on stage, you just forget about them, and then you just have a good time and sing or dance through your nerves.
And Emily, do you find that you get a bit of stage fright or at least a few nerves?
I get very nervous quite a lot. So when it comes to dealing with nerves, sometimes in rehearsals I'll have to walk off stage and sort of just calm down because I'll get very nervous. But the key to overcoming nerves is just not giving up and remembering that with every practice you're going to get better, and on the night, with enough preparation, you will do very well.
Thank you both, Heidi and Emily. I wish you success. I'll look out for you in theatre and maybe find you in some of the cast notes, hopefully higher and higher up the bill. Have a great time at Pauline Quirk and Academy. It's about time for our break, but I'll be watching you as you go into your next module this morning. What is it that comes up next today?
Next, we have our comedy and drama module. So we're currently working towards our Trinity College exams.
I'm going to come in and watch you from the side. Thank you very much for your interview this morning.